परमहंसा परिवर्जकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंसा परिवर्जकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की षठ गोस्वामी की गुरु परंपरा की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्रीवास्ति गौर भक्त वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड की गोवर्धन धाम की श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की श्री नवदीप मायापुर की श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की बृहद मृदंगा की प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन श्रीमद भागवतम की ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो offer my respectful obeisances unto Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Narayanam namaskrityam narvaram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam udhiraye. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the Personality of Godhead, Narayana, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author of Srimad Bhagavatam. And I offer obeisances to the translator, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttam shloke bhaktir bhavati nashtati. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering the service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the Personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him, unto all of you who are like my Shiksha Gurus, and unto all the audience in the internet world. And thank you so much for being here, for your valuable time. So we are on Srimad Bhagavatam 2.5, Cause of All Causes, text 38. Bhurloka Kalpita Padabhyam Bhuvarlokasya Nabhitaha Ridhaswarloka Urasa Maharloko Mahatmana Bhurloka Kalpita Padabhyam Bhuvarlokasya Nabhitaha Ridhasa Swarloka Urasa Maharloka Mahatmana. Prabhupada disciples first, please. Bhurloka Kalpita Padabhyam Vidhasaraloka Urasa Maharloko Mahatmana Bhurloka Kalpita Padabhyam Bhuvarloka Syanabhitaha Vidhasaraloka Urasa Maharloko Mahatmana Bhurloka Kalpita Padabhyam Bhuvarloko Syanabhitaha Siddhasvarloka Urasa Maharloko Mahatmana Ridhasaloka Urasa Maharloko Mahatmana Maharloko Mahatmana. Anyone else? Synonym, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bhu, please read together. Bhu, the lower planetary systems up to the stratum of the earth. Lokaha, the planets. Kalpitaha, it is so imagined or said. Padabhyam, out of the legs. Bhuvaha, the upper. Lokaha, the planetary system. Asya, of him, the Lord. Nabhitaha, from the navel abdomen. Ridha, by the heart. Saraloka, the planetary systems occupied by the demigods. Urasa, by the chest. Maharloka, the planetary system occupied by great sages and saints. Mahatmanaha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. The lower planetary systems, up to the limit of the earthly stratum, are said to be situated in his legs. The middle planetary systems, beginning from Bhuvarloka, are situated in his navel. And the still upper, higher planetary systems, occupied by the demigods and highly cultured sages and saints, are situated in the chest of the Supreme Lord. Perfect. There are 14 spheres of planetary systems within this universe. The lower planetary systems are called Bhurloka. The middle systems are called Bhuvarloka. And the higher planetary systems, up to Brahmaloka, the highest planetary system of the universe, are called Swaraloka. And all of them are situated on the body of the Lord. In other words, no one within this universe is without a relationship with the Lord. So, first I would like to discuss lower planetary systems, because it's going to come again and again for a couple of chapters now. And I thought we can try to memorize the names of the lower planetary systems. Just for the guesswork, does anybody know any name of the lower planetary system or planets? Okay. So I tried to work really hard to get an acronym, because acronyms help us in the order. So I came up with something boring, but that's the best I could do. Actually, it's transcendental. I mean, it is helping us to memorize. So. A visit, everything starts with a visit. A visit, Mr. Patala. That's all I could come up with. A visit. So Atala, A for Atala, V for Vitala, S for Sutala, T for Talatala, M for Mahatala, Mr. Now, right? MR now. R for Rasatala, and Patala. Okay. I mean, I tried a Vista, a Vast, a Stomper, a V Stomper. I tried a lot. But this is all I came up with. And I think I'll remember like this, because I tried spending so much time. But I thought this, you know, Prabhupada has spent so much time on this chapter. It's very complicated, so why not memorize something? It will come up again in Canto 3, next few chapters, and Canto 5. So, and also, I tried to look up a little description of the lower planetary system planets. And you don't have to worry, you may not go there, but I may go there. So why not know my directions? So Atala is the planet where all these lower planetary systems are for sense enjoyment. So people who are into sense gratification, they may go to this lower planetary systems. In Atala, there are women who seduce anyone who enters that planet to enjoy. This is a planet by created by one of the demon's son, Maya Dano's son, Bala. And he knows 96 kinds of mystic powers. I didn't even know there were 96 kinds of mystic powers. So the whole purpose of this Bilva Sarga, or the lower planetary systems, or as Prabhupada called it, Bhurloka. So they are the same. Bhurloka or lower planetary systems, there are these seven. I memorized it as visit Mr. Patal, starting with A. So they are for sense enjoyment only. Next to Atala, this planet where only sense enjoyment takes place, and so much so that at the end, you know, after they take intoxicants, and the men think that they're as strong as Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they enjoy their senses so much. Then comes Vitala. Now here, Lord Shiva, or Bhairava, resides with Bhairavi. And they are progenitors and progenitress, Prabhupada writes in Canto 5. And they are also enjoying their senses, or transcendental senses maybe. And there is a fluid that comes out, it gets fire, and then it becomes gold-like substance. And those residents wear a lot of gold ornaments, it seems like. So again, different kind of sense gratification that happens in Vitala. And Lord Shiva resides with goblins and his followers and ghosts and stuff. Now Sutala, as the name indicates, it starts with Su. Bali Maharaj resides there. Now this planet is different because Bali Maharaja, who is celebrated as the most pious king, resides here even now, Prabhupada says. Okay. Who is created, Bali Maharaja, who is created as the most pious king, resides here even now. Bali Maharaja engages in devotional service by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this planet. All these planets are same size, and they are 10,000 yojanas, one below another. So next is Talatala. And in this Talatala, there's Maya demon who resides. He's the Acharya of the Mayavis, who can invoke the powers of sorcery, okay. So a lot of mystic siddhis and all this sorcery and sense gratification takes place. In Mahatala, it's the many-hooded snakes. They are descendants of Kadru, who are always very angry, and they are residing there. And their names are even given. Kaliya is there, Takshaka is there. And they are afraid of Garuda. They are always disturbed by fear of Garuda. Then comes Rasatala, Mr. MR, which is the abode of demoniac sons of Diti and Aditi, Danu. Do you know what sons of Diti called?
Daityas.
Yeah, and Danu? Danavas, thank you very much. So Daityas and Danavas, they reside in holes like snakes. So, you know, I really like my house. I can't reside in holes like snakes. I mean, they have a lot of sense gratification, but houses look different. And from birth, they are extremely powerful and cruel. And they are proud of their strength. Wow. And but they are afraid of Sudarshan Chakra. And then comes Patala, which is the last planet in this order. There are many demoniac serpents, and Vasuki resides there. So some serpents have 5, 7, 100, 10,000 hoods, Prabhupada says. And these hoods are bedecked with valuable gems, and the light emanating from the gems illuminates the entire planetary system of Bilvasarga. So since this shloka said that Krishna is like the leg of the planetary system, and more description comes tomorrow, but seems like these are like toenails, shining toenails, the last part, because there are many hooded gems who illuminate the entire planetary system of Bilvasarga. So I hope that helps the seven lower planetary systems. Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, Patala. Now the upper planetary systems are Bhuloka. It's considered one of the upper planetary systems, where we reside, is the navel of the Lord, as we remember. Then Bhuvar, then Swar, and Swar is the chest of the Lord. Bhuvar may be the siddhas and charanas and yakshas maybe. Maharloka, then Janaloka, or also known as Siddhaloka. And then Tapaloka and Satyaloka. So these are the upper planetary systems. And I'm sparing you the boredom of reciting any acronyms for that. So then we move to the next part of the purport. And here it is, the next part, which was the last sentence. It was like this, that, so now you know that we are residing on the navel part because we are in the Bhuloka. Prabhupada says that, so chest is upper planetary systems, legs is lower. Prabhupada says last line of the purport, in other words, no one within this universe is without a relationship with the Lord. So this sentence can be interpreted in many ways, and not really one that struck me as this may be the right meaning, most right meaning, or this is what I can elaborate the purport. I also went to SrimadBhagavatamClasses.com to see if anybody else has given the class. No one has. Tried to look up the notes. No notes. So I was thinking, okay, so I'm located here in this particular thing, and I have relationship with the whole. And so I was like thinking, okay, I lived in an apartment in Pune. It's like a room compared to the whole building where almost 80 more families live. So because of that, I have relationship with the creator of this buildings, or, you know, the whole building. So I was like, what does it really mean? So then I, you know, when in doubt, asked Senior Vaishnava out. I asked Mother Nanda. And she said, it means we, each and every one of us has a direct relationship with the Lord. So that direct word was very striking to me. That each and every one of us has a direct relationship with the Lord. And that was nice. And so I was meditating on that. And so, but still it was not very easy. And then answer came in a unexpectedly. 2 weeks ago, I was in New Jersey area doing books. And I met this lady, she's a very high position in New Jersey lodging and restaurants. So she distributes she could help us place Bhagavad Gita's, Chant and Be Happy's Gita's in many New Jersey lodges and restaurants. Many, many. Like, it's all of them, if sky's the limit. I asked her how did she like the books, because I gave her the book. She was very happy to receive them. So she said, thank you, Nisha. I'm still in the introduction portion of the book. But I love the concept that everything is connected to God in its own unique way, so we cannot pressure beings to have the same relationship with God. So she felt maybe, you know, reading the books that she chose it as thinking that they are non-religious, and then she found that the books are religious. Sometimes people think that these are sectarian books. But she still kept on reading, and she loved this point of Prabhupada writing an introduction, that everything is connected to God in its own unique way. And I thought that was very important, even in this purport. And so I started reading Introduction to Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada writes, every living being, out of the many, many billions and trillions of living beings, has a particular relationship with the Lord eternally. And he writes that this is called Swarupa. Like we know the famous verse, Jivera. CC Madhya 20.108 Jivara Nitya Pan Krishnara Nitya Das. So immediately after that, Srila Prabhupada writes in that introduction that, and what does Arjuna do after he rediscovers his relationship? So he says, as Prabhupada continues, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, and the translation, he says, he is the supreme rest or abode of everything. And after hearing Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna accepted Krishna as Param Brahma, the supreme Brahman, and as Param Dham, And the Prabhupada translated as supreme rest or supreme abode on everything, on which everything rests. And I thought that was a good connection to our purport line, that because we are situated on this planet and Krishna is the, you know, his body is the whole planetary system, so we have relationship. If you just take a second to look at Krishna Balaram Deity or a minute, who do you see Balaram is resting upon? Krishna. So what to speak of living entities? Even Balaram is resting upon Krishna. He is his supreme rest, Param Dhamma. That's our relationship. He's like, Krishna provides us the foundation, the rooting. He provides us the resting place, I can say. And then Prabhupada continues, in the Kena Upanishad, is stated that Supreme Brahman is the rest for everything. And Krishna has explained that everything is resting on him. So this was one of the realizations I had from reading and preparing for this class. Unfortunately some people don't have this knowledge that Krishna, you know, we have relationship with someone out bigger there. If we look at Bhagavad Gita 7.7, it says that everything is connected through Krishna, as if the pearls are connected through that thread, right? Everything is connected through Krishna. All the planets are resting upon Krishna. So that way, Krishna is the common thread. Krishna is the what connects all of us. And when people don't know this, what do they do? They get really frustrated with the relationship. They try to have relationship by being servant, or they think their swarupa is like, I'm a servant of my boss, I'm servant of my dog, I'm servant of my, you know, spouse, kids, whatever, even homes. Some people have OCD cleaning their homes because that's the most meaningful relationship they think they have. So my daughter had told me a few months ago that somebody married their dog. And I'm like, what? So I looked up on Wikipedia, and it is true. There's a woman in, I think, Britain or somewhere Europe. She was very frustrated with her 20 years of marriage. She thought this relationship is not working. So she married her dog. And after 7 years, she's saying she's so happy in this marriage. It's the most meaningful relationship. There's a wiki page on this. It says human animal marriage. This is a wiki page. I'm not making this up. A woman married a dolphin. And it's like she wants to save dolphins, but she felt like real connection with this dolphin. And she writes that it feels like a not material connection. It feels like something spiritual connection. But she married the dolphin. And she's not cheating on the dolphin, that's what the article says. Actually, there are many marriages with animals that happen in India. There are some with the frogs. There's one with the cow. And a woman is married to this frog. It's there in Assam, it's there in some other place, some South Indian place, it's a Dalit or Adivasis, I don't remember. So they married a woman, a seven-year-old girl, to a frog so that rain happens. Now another news article said that after the marriage of the frog, where the drought was happening, too much rain fell. So then they divorced. So all these bizarre things happen because people think this relationship is so important. They find something and they try serving that. A dolphin, a dog, a frog. I mean, this is what people think. And why this is happening? Because there's no knowledge of relationship. And in Indian villages, I was telling you, there are so many other bizarre things happening. We cannot have one Bhagavatam class to take up all that. And people also have other pressures. So when we did Bhadra Purnima, we sent many Srimad Bhagavatam sets to the villages. And you know, when one Bhagavatam set goes, they really start connecting with Vedic knowledge. It takes some time, couple of years, but people start reading Bhagavatam, and it's so great. And this year we sent almost more than 1,000, maybe more, many more, Srimad Bhagavatams to villages in India. And I want to take a minute to see this video, tinyurl.com/bhadra_score22, to show that how we did for the Bhadra Purnima Marathon, for which all of you so generously contributed. Thank you. There may be ad. You may have to mute it. Okay, thank you. Yes, I need sound. Sorry. So we are showing by each continent how we did, how many sets were distributed. It's very interesting to see Bangladesh. So 100K is the goal in 2026. So two things. We did it, you know, to save the earth, create, you know, flood the earth with Bhagavatam knowledge so people know what is real relationship. Because we wouldn't know what is relationship unless we were reading this Bhagavatam purport in many ways. Many people are attracted to the reading part or Shravanam part, and that's how they know their relationship. And second is, so many sets went to this places like where people are marrying dolphin or people are marrying frogs, and slowly it will change. So we are so grateful for that. Vaisheshika Prabhu led it, and the total score was 45,890 sets, I think. Now I also want to read another one. Now, unfortunately right now the wars are happening, so please take this with a grain of salt, just to make a point. There's a very famous movie on relationship. It's a mainstream movie. If you ask many women why they are looking into spirituality or relationship, the eternal relationship with Lord, they would say that this movie really inspired them. I would say Bhakti Julia Roberts plays in it, because after that movie she went to Vrindavan and she declares herself to be Hindu, and she's asking many people to visit Vrindavan, get into spirituality, you know, just don't live the mundane life. I want to read about one dialogue. She says that, I have a friend, a psychologist, who was asked by the city if she could offer psychological counseling to Cambodian refugees, boat people, who had recently arrived in that city. The psychologist was daunted by the task. Oh my God, these Cambodians, they have suffered genocide. They have suffered starvation. Their relatives were murdered before their eyes. Years in refugee camp, harrowing boat trips to the West. And she was prepping herself to counsel them. And what did the people say? The people said, you know, the many people she counseled, they said basically, oh, I thought I loved him and he loved me, but when we got separated, he went with my cousin, married her, and he still keeps me calling. What should I do? So this was kind of problem she heard again and again. Now, I'm not demeaning the, you know, the suffering that goes in the war. It's very real. But after the war is over, after people are trying to settle down, it all comes down to relationship. And unless people have relationship, they feel very frustrated. Relationship is that is what fulfills the deepest needs of the heart. Things cannot fill that vacuum, Radhana Swami says in this one lecture about relationship. You can have a nice house, nice car, nice clothes, but that cannot give any fulfillment to the heart. What really gives fulfillment to the heart is satisfying relationships with relatives, friends, and lovers. Real pleasure comes through that relationship. When relationships are frustrated, life is frustrated. People take shelter of their pursuit of money, objects, intoxication, etc. to forget that dreary void within their heart. So, you know, it's so important to have, know who, whom, what is our Swarupa, why we are here, what is that relationship that matters us the most. And of course, all of us have relationship with holy names, right? We all try to reconnect with Krishna through holy names. Knowing that we are on the planetary system where Krishna resides is great, but then that leads to having relationship with holy name. And I give a kid's class, and in that kid's class, there is a 6 or 7 year old boy, very cute boy, Shlok. And even he has a concept of chanting and having a relationship through the holy name. And here is his question. So once again, it's a question of an old, 7 year old boy, a devotee boy in this community, about this, his relationship with Krishna through chanting. So please hear.
I can't, but I just skip or do something bad. I can keep my focus on it. I just don't feel like chanting. I can't, but I just skip or do something bad. I can keep my focus on it. It gets so boring. Sometimes skip. No, I don't even feel like chanting.
I was like, oh my God, even a kid has so much realization, and he's also trying his best to chant, to have that loving, kind relationship with the Lord. And if you can, please, I didn't know how to answer it, and another kid tried to answer it, but if you see him, please offer a blessing or answer that question, because how do we stop struggling? That can be topic for a whole another Bhagavatam class. I just wanted to focus on the point that we try our best to have relationship. It may be relationship with the materialist-like people, or it can be relationship of a devotee-like person. And then I wanted to see if anybody had any reflections on this purport. Sorry, I could not connect the two dots together of this class very nicely.
I remember once a devotee was being interviewed, and he came up with this thing where he said, nothing can fill the God hole in the heart but God. Describing what takes place on these lower planets. Where then are the places where people are suffering their karma of their sinful activities?
That's hellish planets. There are 22 hellish planets below Patal Loka.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what are all the Atalas? Those are the
lower planetary systems, or Bilva Swarga.
Lower.
And the upper is Swarga Loka.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So hellish, it's just called hellish below that? Hellish planets?
Yeah, hellish planets.
Okay. All right, you ready for this?
Yes.
All right, since we have all these examples from, you know, this special place of people marrying their pets, here in the West, if we don't marry our pets, would we be considered living in sin?
Please repeat the last sentence. Loudly.
Well, we have all these examples from India of people marrying their pets, right? So here in the West, if we don't marry our pets, would we be considered living in sin?
If we don't marry our pets, would we be considered living in the sin? I mean, you know, let me be humble, and thank you for your question. Thank you for your comment, Mother Agasnika. So do you want to follow example of Arjuna marrying Nagapatni? Do you want to follow that example in a very transcendental way, worshipping Krishna together, I don't know, saving the world like Arjuna saved? Or is it something else? It depends on your relationship. And I think Anna, your heart knows the real answer to this. And Prabhu, Shivram, we have an example of Shivram Sen, without marrying or without anything, how he delivered that puppy. He took care of it, and the puppy started chanting Hare Krishna. And he went to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya said, "Say Krishna," and the dog went, "Krishna," and you know, he tried to bark and say Krishna, and he went back to Godhead. So maybe your puppy is on that level. Yeah, then it's very good that you're saving that puppy or dog. Huh? And Shivram Sen Prabhu did not. Yes, Prabhu, thank you for participating in this class. Oh, that's a very good question. Is there a correlationship between these planets and what the scientists do observe? So, Prabhupada writes in the purport that the hellish planets, they seem to be covered. But the only light they have is shining within the hellish, Bilvasara, Swarga. It's just within them. It's contained within them. So, maybe they are not seen or observed by... the naked eye, is because it's just 10,000 miles below. It's just 80,000 miles away. They have Hubble telescope and this telescope, and they have a research station on Antarctica, and they don't see it. And Hubble telescope is supposed to go some light years away and see after. The images come after 4 light years or something. I don't know. Yes?
Well, this problem is, it's not modern science. It's a problem because in the tradition,
with the observable universe. I mean, that's how you do astrology. And some of the leading astronomers and mathematicians in the global development of mathematics and astronomy are identified with South Asia. So they were well aware of the observable universe forever, throughout the traditions. So they were well aware that some of these Puranic descriptions and what you could actually see, you know, there's some discussion to be had there. This is not new. And within astrology, which even in the West, up until, you know, it's the same as mathematics and astronomy. They're all like very interrelated. It's essential to the Vedic tradition. Another thing is they knew the earth was a globe, because that's why you have a birthplace, wherever you're born, because wherever you're born on the surface of a curved object, the sky's a little bit different. So that's why these things are so important. And astrology is essential for birth charts and for religious and, you know, astronomy, for calendars. They were well aware of these issues. It's not unique to the modern world, the basic issue.
Can we correlate like Saturn and Uranus?
Well, I know that Sataputta, you know, as a mathematician, he found like the, you know, when viewed from the Earth, you know, the orbits that you view from Earth of the planets, there's a mathematical correspondence with the rings of Bhumandala. So he wasn't saying the orbits are the rings of Bhumandala, but there is some overlap there. So there could be all kinds of intriguing things, but it doesn't seem with our standard earthly senses you could see these descriptions fully. I mean, there's a mathematical correspondence between Vrindavan and Uttar Pradesh, you know, and the whole spiritual world which is manifest there. You know, I mean, these are big... There's big discussions to be had on these topics.
And we also understand that the North Star is the central point of all the planets are revolving around that?
That the scientists do understand, I think. The North Pole Star is the one that remains constant. So in that corollary could be everything is moving around it.
Does that include the planets below the earthly? The lower planetary systems?
Yeah, that would.
But not the hellish planets, probably.
Probably they also.
Really?
Probably. Prabhupada never says that no, they don't revolve. Prabhupada says somewhere that in the universe, everything is moving. And I will find you the reference for that. I don't want to just quote it.
Actually, I'll add something. The North Star currently is based on, you know, where the North Pole moves and what happens as the Earth rotates. He rotates both on its axis and it spins like a top. So the North Star will actually change in about 27,000 years to something else. It continues to move. And that's recognized in astrology. So.
Oh, thank you. And also I want to say that Mahavishnu Priya Prabhu and a couple of others always write comment, but somehow they don't come up. So if you have a comment, please text me next time. Thank you for your kind... Oh, Sri Tarangi, would you like to add anything? You always have a lot of knowledge and saintly advice.
I was thinking in terms of relationships and the animal marriages, it is important that the Bhagavatam is distributed and spread because people don't understand what relationships, you know, like animals are dependents. There's no such thing as marrying your dependent like child. Yeah. And that whole concept of, you know, what is appropriate is comes out through the Bhagavatam literature. So I think this is a very good point that's not understood clearly amongst other places.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, thank you so much, Prabhupada, for giving us Srimad Bhagavatam so we can understand things as they are. And we can appreciate even lower planetary systems, our position in them, and always look at everything as establishing that lost relationship with Krishna. Thank you very much for tolerating me. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.